Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. Happy Friday, everybody. This is Kyle from the Back in Time podcast. I want to come on here and just drop a quick episode, maybe preview October a little bit. And unfortunately, I have no co-host today. JD is flying in from Vegas. He's been on vacation. Work has been a little crazy, so we've had to push the full review of Stand By Me back to next week. So be on the lookout for Stand By Me. And then we're doing a top five Stephen King movie episode. So looking forward to that one. Haven't really gotten into too much Stephen King here on the podcast. I think we've done two movies so far, Stand By Me being one of them. I think there's another one in there somewhere, but we've got a lot of his catalog left to go through, so that's exciting. Now, since I am flying solo, I'll give you a little breakdown of the past week on the podcast. I was joined by Paranormal Pat from the Paranormal Pativity podcast. He joined me to break down a review of It 2, and it was a fun one, man. We got into Paula Abdul concerts, we got into Fat Kids, we got into The Meg with Jason Statham, we talked about wrestling, and oh yeah, we got to the reason we were there, and we talked about It too, and we gave a full spoiler and non-spoiler review. So if you want to check that out, go into the archives, and also check out Paranormal Pat, at ParanormalPat64 on Twitter, check out his podcast. He also has a food blog that he does over at YouTube, which I think is just PSolace64, PatrickSolace64. You can find all his links up on his Twitter, so go over there, check it out. I just watched his Impossible Whopper review, which, again, I find hilarious. I don't know if you guys listened to the episode where we talked about it, but, man, if you want a burger that tastes just like a burger, eat a damn hamburger. I don't get it. I guess that's why, you know, I'm overweight probably. I need to maybe embrace vegetarianism and get into some plant-based protein would probably be a good thing for me, but it is what it is. As our buddy Ben would say at the Angry Dad podcast, it is what it fucking is, man. Speaking of him, I'll give him my podcast shout-out of the week. Three good episodes this week he put out. I was just looking at the one that he released today. It's just called Changes. So I don't know what it's about yet. I haven't listened to the episode, but check that out. It just dropped today. And then he had another one that came out on Wednesday, which was Your Fucking Kids. So if you're a parent, you might want to check out that episode. Our buddy Dave over at Dave's Pop Culture Podcast. Gosh, I can't even remember the real name anymore. He released an episode this week, but he's really down and out. He's sick from his trip to California, hanging out with the boys. He's struggling to get back on his feet. There should be another episode coming out really soon on his podcast. I think it drops next week, and it's going to be the Aladdin episode that I was a guest on, where we talk about the reboot, man. And I had a really good time on there. We have like a panel of guests. I won't spoil anything at this point, but yeah, I think we were supposed to go for a half hour. We might have went for a full hour on the podcast. I mean, it was just a good time. Get everybody's opinion. A lot of the guys I hadn't actually talked to before. First time getting to talk with Johnny Staggs and the guy from Unlisted Owner. I forget his name off the top of my head. I'm drawing a blank. Somebody will tweet it to me or I'll remember before this rant's over. And yeah, it's a good time. So get over there and check out that podcast. It should be dropping next week, if not the week after. I know it's September sometime. Dave is going to tweet me an angry face at some point because I don't know the actual date. Dave, I apologize. Now, let's talk a little bit about October. It's going to be horror month, as always, third year in a row that we're doing this. Every episode is going to be scary. Every episode is going to be fun. And we're going to kick it off with the special guest, Dave's Pop Culture Podcast. So we'll have Dave and his co-host on the show. And we are breaking down House of a Thousand Corpses from Rob Zombie to start off the month. That should be right the first day of October. That'll be coming out. House of a Thousand Corpses, man, this is one of my favorite Rob Zombie movies. It probably is my favorite. I really like Devil's Rejects as well. I don't like it as much as I do House of a Thousand Corpses, just because it's so art house. It's so before its time when this came out. I love it. I love everything about the movie. I love, you know, Fish Boy, Rainn Wilson. I love that we have a very chunky Chris Hardwick. If you don't know Chris Hardwick, he's probably been on every after show that they've had on TV. Walking Dead, he did Breaking Bad. He's done a bunch of panels at Comic-Con. He's had that really successful podcast over at Nerdist for years and years. So it's funny seeing him here because he's almost unrecognizable if you only know him from the stuff I just mentioned. So that's a fun one to check out. Second episode of October is going to be a poll topic. This will be posted pretty soon on Back in Time Pod on Twitter, and you'll be able to vote. We're doing sequels of horror movies that we've actually already covered. So it's going to be Scream 2, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Friday the 13th. I think we're going to have one more in there. We haven't quite decided what the fourth one will be. If you have any recommendations, definitely tweet those over to us. But that's going to be one that you guys are going to vote on, which I'm excited about. The third episode of October, and we get five this month, which is awesome because I love horror month. It's going to be Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. Now, confession time, I own this movie. I have never watched the actual movie. I bought it back in probably the early 2000s. I got about 10 minutes in. I realized this movie doesn't have Michael Myers in it. I cut it off. I've talked to several people that absolutely just love this movie, and I am giving it a second chance, and I am going into it very open this time and expecting that this is a standalone movie. It just happens to be named Halloween. So I am looking forward to Season of the Witch. And then October 21st, we're going to have Zombieland. So we're going to do kind of like a Zombieland retrospective episode. It's not going to be a scene-by-scene breakdown. And then we're also going to drop a Zombieland 2 review that same week. So it's going to be a double episode, double Zombieland. And yeah, that's going to be a fun one. I am looking forward to the sequel. Man, 10 years. I think Emma Stone said recently she'd like to do another one in 10 years and just keep turning them out that way. I think that's brilliant. I love that idea. And then to close out the month, I mean, it wouldn't be Halloween if we did not get into another Saw movie. We did Saw 1 our first year, Saw 2 last year. This year, we're jumping into Saw 3. Man, I feel like that's where the franchise starts to maybe go downhill a little bit. I can't remember the last time I saw Saw 3. Yeah, we're going to give that a watch and review it on the podcast. Let me know, what are your guys' favorite Saw movies? Maybe some people like the later ones. I don't know. I kind of like the early Saw movies myself. And then I'm going to drop a little preview for the month of November. This is the only thing we have planned up to this point. Our Thanksgiving Day episode. And we'll put out like a Thanksgiving Day with Kyle and JD. Just kind of general discussion about Turkey Day. But we are going to drop Adam's Family Values. So I am really excited. I think that might be the ultimate Thanksgiving movie, in my opinion. So we're going to break that one down here on the podcast. Adam's Family Values coming in November. But that's it, man. Couple good episodes left in September. And we're going to turn the page and move into horror month here at the Back in Time Pod. I want to thank you guys for listening to this short episode. Again, subscribe to us over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, IGTV, YouTube. You can follow us at Back in Time Pod on Twitter, Instagram. We're on Facebook. Just search for Back in Time Podcast. You can follow the blog, which I'm sure will be back up and running here in the coming week, at backintimepod.com. And as always, drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. That's going to be the best way to help support the show, get us more content listeners, more people finding us through reviews or other podcasts that they like. But let's go ahead and wrap this up. Appreciate you guys listening as always. Everyone out there, have a safe and fun weekend, and we will be back next week with Stand By Me and Stephen King. Thanks for listening. See ya.